This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, I'm Charlie. I'm the head of editorial at Galdem.
My name's Liv. I'm Galdem's founder.
Each week we'll invite a guest to respond to old diary entries, letters or text messages from their younger selves.
I think I would want to tell myself to be more on my own side.
A diary's great because it can never talk back to you and tell you that you're not being logical.
It's okay to be on antidepressants. It's okay to have anxiety. It's okay to have depression.
I would tell my younger self definitely, like, go where it's warm, where you're wanted.
You can find Growing Up with Galdem on Apple Podcasts, the Acast app, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, it's a cartoon on YouTube, and joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. Hey Ronnie, how's it going today?
What's up, baby?
Oh, not much, just, you know, making my way through the week, as one does in these crazy times. We are going to be recapping Shaw's of Sunset today, the big season finale. But before we do that, we want to do some small business shout outs and just remind you real quickly that we are doing a live recap of The Real Housewives of New York this Friday night. It's going to be at 6:30 on patreon.com/watchacrappens. If ever you forget a link, just go to watchacrappens.com and there's links to Patreon and all that stuff. That's going to be at 6:30. We are going to hop onto IG Live beforehand at 6 p.m. Pacific, where we'll hang out and just like chat with people. And then we'll be doing a live recap. And you can basically watch us live as we record our show. And you can chime in with comments and all that fun stuff. It's a really fun thing to do. And it's our way of sort of doing something live, given that we had to postpone our shows. So that's what's coming on later this week. And why don't we do, you want to do some small business shout outs, Ronnie?
Sure. Let's do it, baby.
All right.
You go first.
Oh, really? Me? Wow. All right. This one is from Farrah Bass. Did you go to Bass Lake? She wants to talk about her friend's business. We did talk about her friend's business, Blake Boutique, and she wants to help out another business. It's her brother's business. He's a CPA, has his own accountancy firm. It's based out of Northern California in the Bay Area, and he does everything remotely. He does taxes, bookkeeping, payroll. His name is Amir Khan. That's K-H-A-N. And his website is www.amirkhancpa.com. That's AmirKhancpa.com. Or he can be reached at 510-552-4751. And, you know, I mean, if anyone needs an accountant right now, it's like all of us because everything's crazy. So if you are looking for a CPA, especially now that taxes are pushed back to July, you have a little more time, you can figure things out, hit up Amir Khan.
Yes, and also go shop at Hello World. Shop HelloWorld.com. Hello World began in Philadelphia as a neighborhood gift shop in 2000, and now 20 lovely years later, Hello World has become more than just your go-to gift shop. They have flourished into a lifestyle store that offers furniture, home decor, and wearable accessories. So go to ShopHelloWorld.com to check out their stuff.
That's awesome. Well, let's now pivot over to Shaw's of Sunset, the big season finale for what I thought was a very strong season. I was really into it. What'd you think? What'd you think about this season finale?
Loved it. No, yeah. Not really. I thought it was boring.
Yeah, it was kind of a dull episode, but the season overall made me. I was very happy with it. Very, very happy.
Yeah, it was a good season. I think it was one of their better seasons for a long time. But yeah, this was a big fizzle. And when people are saying, You know, how did that show, you know, how did it only have 13 episodes? This is why.
Okay. Yeah. But the good thing is it ended sort of at the right time, right? They did their vacation. There really, I guess, I'm assuming there wasn't much left. I mean, I kind of wanted to see some more fallout from the whole situation with Reza and Tommy, etc. But you know what, though? I think it ended at a very nice time. It's like appropriate.
Yeah. I'm glad it ended. I would like a lot of shows like this to end like this, where it's 13 episodes and not 24.
Leave us wanting more. Leave us wanting more. I mean, like, New York can do 24 episodes because they are just so good every single episode. But, you know, for these other most of the other shows, they only need 13.
Well, even New York, they've had shortened seasons for the past couple. They haven't gone on and on. And I think it's much better for them because we miss them and the ladies aren't worn out, you know?
Well, I think they had a shortened season last year because it was a scheduling thing, right? I think they had to start later because I think it may have been related to Dennis's death, perhaps, with Bethany. I don't remember what it was, but they started later than usual and they couldn't extend the season. They couldn't shoot later as a result because they had to start a later start. They didn't have a later end. And so they had a condensed, I don't know, something like that. I feel like I read. No, it doesn't even matter. But the point is this. Comedy is in brevity, so it's a lesson that I have yet to learn myself, but
well, the point is it's ending. So we open at Le Grand table for two. No, three, because Vita's here.
Yeah. So MJ, Tommy, and Vita are having lunch with Shams. And MJ and Tommy arrive with the baby in a stroller, and Vita's like, because the restaurant is open and because it's sort of windy, this is soft like butter, soft like butter. And she gives like a blanket to the baby.
Yeah. And MJ's like, Mom, as both of you know, I had to cancel our baby shower because of bed rest. So I'd like to have a sip and see. And in traditional Shaw's fashion, she's like, you know, I know that sip and sees are usually a few ladies in a living room meeting a baby, but Persians do it their own way.
Yeah, with an old-fashioned, old-timey carnival theme at the Houdini Mansion.
So Vita's like, yeah, where is it going to be? And they say the Houdini Mansion. She's like,
maybe this is better for Halloween. Not the baby zipsy.
Yeah, not baby shower. Maybe. So they start talking about Reza, and MJ tells her mom that Reza was genuinely remorseful and is dropping all the charges because that's what he said he would do in Hawaii and everything. And but regardless of that, Tommy doesn't want Reza at the baby shower because there still is a restraining order.
Yeah. And MJ is like, yeah, we're going to be friends when these charges are dropped. Okay. Yeah. That's when we're going to be friends.
So appropriately enough, we then go over to a place called Bitterroot, where Reza and Adam are going to make pottery. I mean, there's no better word to describe, at least Adam, right? Bitterroot. No better phrase, I should say.
Bitterroots.
Yeah, so they show up, and Adam's like, oh, we've never done this before. I'm like, thanks for the update. Thanks for the pottery update, Adam. At least clothed, I guess.
And they get a ball of clay, and Reza's like, I like holding balls. Just die, okay? I'm sick of you. Get the fuck off my screen already. I've had enough of you.
I feel like Demi Moore already. And the instructor's like, yeah, we hear that one a lot for basically 30 years. So thanks.
The beekeeping was amazing, and I know you would have loved it, Adam. I wish you could have been there, because we had a really nice time, and then all of a sudden, MJ said something to Paulina. I'm not sure what it is, but it really cements what an asshole MJ is, and I'm not saying that at all right now, because I'm still friends with MJ, so you're going to be the bad guy in this scene. Do you understand?
Seriously, right? Seriously. So Adam's like, it seems like MJ is doing a lot of things that make a lot of people upset. I'm like, she's not done any more than usual, like, base level MJ things, right? The things that always, like, she's upsetting people at the same rate that she has ever since you've known her, okay? So it seems like you're the only one who's done things that have made people upset.
Yeah, at least she hasn't knocked down Jenga towers with her dick while your husband was away.
And Reza goes, yeah, I don't know why. I'm like, it's because you took a stupid little petty squabble and now are magnifying it in this pottery studio.
Yeah. And so he's like, well, you know, Tommy having a felony on his record is not cool. Karmically, it is the right thing for us to do to not press criminal charges. Am I right? Look at me biting my lips.
Yeah.
Not at all nervous at all for this scene, which I'm about to make you look terrible in. And Adam just squints at him, mm-hmm. you know, in his like sweater gaze squint where he's like,
oh, really? Well, I guess someone's going to be taking a little bit longer in the bathroom from now on.
You know, like wife squint, like, I'll get you later.
He goes, I don't really care to go through the felony portion of our issue, but I do want to go through the restraining order. You know, as someone who once got scratched on the neck when a certain someone came running out of a door and while a certain other person was holding roses very innocently. I know what real trauma is, and I need to have the restraining order up.
Yeah, who he's now, like, best friends with, by the way, Gigi.
Yeah.
And also, is it their choice to go through with this felony? I don't think that a citizen files a felony. I think that that's the district attorney that files a felony, which they can't do. I think the lawyer explained that they can't do anything about the felony anyway, but that the restraining order would make it look better for the felony getting dropped. They don't have any say over the felony.
I feel like maybe technically they don't have any say, but if they say they're not willing to, they don't want to pursue charges or whatever, then it's probably like the DA probably won't care enough to keep it going. I'm assuming that's what that means.
Oh.
Right? Like, the DA has already got so much on their docket that, you know, it's like, okay, well...
Well, I thought that was a restraining order thing. Like, if they say, yeah. if they withdrew the restraining order, then it would take away the evidence for the felony charge or whatever. But they don't actually, he can't actually just say, well, I'm going to drop all charges, because he can't do that at this point, because they've already been filed.
Right.
But what he can do is drop the restraining order that would make those charges easier to go away. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that, like, they could advise the DA's office that they are not interested in pressing charges or whatever, and the DA's office will say, okay, it's not a big deal, because it's pottery, you know? It's like, if it was murder, I think that maybe they would, the DA would care a little bit more, but, you know, some terracotta planters and some, you know, some pots from IKEA, they're like, you know, I think we have some other things on our docket that we're going to push for first.
Yeah, so he's like, well, is this enough to make Adam look like the villain here, or are we going to cut the cameras now? Okay, we're not cutting the cameras, so let's put a clip show in here where we see Reza thinking about how he told MJ he was not going to pursue charges, and from the bottom of his heart, he forgives her, and there's horror music playing, but then when we come back, it's totally, you just hear the spinning wheel, like, and just Adam's just sitting there squinting at him, like,
your move. Are you going to take that small wooden block out, or are you going to let the building stand?
And Reza's just like, I forgive MJ and I forgive Tommy. Did you get that on camera? Because I do. And I want things to be comfortable for everyone. And Adam's like, well, what we're at where we are because of her and this whole Tommy situation. So I'm going to stick by the restraining order. I'm like, we're at where we are because you were up to something. And you guys have issues in your marriage. And rather than deal with that, Reza decided to scorch the earth with MJ and yelled out in front of a whole party that she had like 10 abortions, which is why she went through this shit and then posted her medical history on Instagram. And so finally her husband snapped. That's actually why we're at this situation.
So we get a stare off, a squint stare off. Reza bites his lips and Adam squints at him. And he's like,
well, I think I'm done here.
And Reza's like, well, you know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do when I'm caught in between two people I love. Please stop being mean to me, Twitter.
It's hard to deny Adam's squint. That's like his strongest move is his squint. Like that squint, he perfected that squint over years of like squinting at the lady at Whole Foods when she explains that they don't have lean cuisine. Like, really? Yeah. Really? Some of us are trying to lose weight and you're supposed to be called Whole Foods and you don't have lean cuisine? Really? Squint.
Yeah, he definitely squint. Has Karen squint.
Yeah.
He has
are you going to get that for me or am I going to talk to the manager?
Hmm. He has like quiet tantrums at stores many times being like, well, it said that this was $3 off, but then you just rang me up for the full $6. So I'd like to know what's happening. It's like, oh, well, you know what? That coupon is old. Well, you know, no one actually told me that, but that's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's just stupid. I don't know why I come here, but it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
So squint face. He's like, so I'm glad we both know how to move forward. Squint smile. Like, So then we go to Destiny, thirsty Destiny, with her dog Frank Sinatra. She has no one to shoot with, so of course she's in a baby store alone.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's for a sip and see. Yeah, this wig is her. This is her. This is shit. Like, oh my God, you're even extra in a fucking baby
I know.
Store.
I know. So Mike calls up and he's like, he announces that he's not going to be going to the Sip and See because the things that MJ said in Hawaii really annoyed Paulina. I'm like, well, that's fine because, I mean, MJ was being shady. But wasn't it Paulina who spearheaded this whole burn party that you voice things and then you burn it up and then it's done? Did we have to sit through that for like the umpteenth time on Bravo? Wasn't that Paulina's idea? And also,
Paulina's an asshole. I don't like this Paulina girl.
Paulina
this girl's
is
a thirst.
She is a thirst bomb. She is an asshole. And MJ did apologize to her. They did hash it out. And why is it that like when Paulina had a beef with Nima earlier in the season, and then they had a lunch and it was squashed, it was fine. But with MJ, it's not fine. I feel like Paulina might be one of those girls who is just like really bitchy to other girls.
Well, like, and Mike, catty. It's also Mike, you know, like, let's not discount Mike in this situation. I think he's blaming it all on Paulina, but I think she would have gone if he was like, no, you know, we're going to go support MJ. I think he didn't like being called controlling.
Yeah, I think that's probably what, I think you're probably right. So so they're not going to go to this Sip and See. And listen, hey, I don't want to go to any Sip and See ever, to be honest. I mean, no, I don't like any, I don't like baby showers, wedding, bridal showers, Sip and Sees, all that shit I can't stand. But if it's my really good friend and I get invited, I'm going to go because I know it's important, you know? I've put my own shit to the side, but I guess. And Mike, who has been peddling this whole thing about, like, we all have to forgive each other, man. Like, we're family. We have to forgive each other. And then this stupid, petty little thing, and he's not going to go to the Sip and See after a season. He was doing so well all season. He really was. And now here he is.
He's still Mike. He's still Mike. Never believe when people act like they've changed. They're still Mike. Yep. Okay? And guess what, Mike? Reza hasn't changed either. So have fun getting fucking dragged across the coals next season because you know it's coming.
Yep, exactly.
So then MJ is with her gaze getting ready, and you can tell because you just hear, I love those pants. I love it. Love the pants.
Yeah, so she's getting into her Sip and See outfit, which is basically just boobs. And they're getting all ready. And then at one point, MJ gets some, like, spray-on bronzer. And she starts, like, spray-tanning herself. And then the team is like, no, no. They're like, whoa, be careful, be careful.
So we go to the party, and everybody starts arriving. And Nima's just like, oh, I'm so Persian. Look at me, guys. This is so Iranian, okay? This is the most Iranian party ever. A DJ at a party. This is so Persian.
I think it's, well, the best part, well, he's like, I mean, like, a DJ at a birthday party? And Shervin's like, it's a Sip and See, dude. And he's like, well, I mean, it's the same thing. I don't know if he's been to many parties in Los Angeles, but there are a lot of really douchey parents here who have DJs for, like, a fetus, okay? Like, this is, I think this is, like, not so much an Iranian thing as a terrible Beverly Hills thing.
Yeah, but that's just what Nima says to everything. It's like, oh my God, we are so Persian right now. Right, guys? I'm Persian too. Right, guys?
Right? So people are showing up, and then Mike texts Nima, and he's like, bro, I decided not to come. Okay, Destiny will fill you in on why. All right. So again, this is the guy who, in the earlier in the season, was telling Destiny, "You know what your problem was? You know what you shouldn't have told me, and then let me tell Reza. Like, you should have just told him yourself." And now he's having Destiny tell MJ why he's not going to be there.
That's Mike for you.
Just text her. Just text MJ. Say I'm not coming. Sorry.
Yeah, he's going all out war now for nothing.
Truly.
So Shervin's like, Reza's not here, Glovessa's not here. Like, bro, like, no one's coming. And I'm real glad Gigi took this time that we can watch her, you know, cook stuff with her mom and talk about baby some more.
Yeah, get her teeth cleaned. Meanwhile, Reza and Mike go off to the batting cages, which just looks dreadful. I'm just like, it looked like the saddest, most depressing batting cage. Like, it was in someone's basement. It's actually been improved by COVID-19 at this point. It actually looks better now.
God.
The one place that looks better in a pandemic.
So Destiny shows up at the party, like totally overcompensating with tons of gifts and balloons. Yeah. And then she's like, let's do a scene of me just trying to go upstairs. So hard.
Yeah, we watched her for like a solid 5 minutes struggle up those stairs. When you see all these other people, like senior citizens or whatever, just like walking up, no problem.
Yeah. So then Destiny and Shervin are having a little talk, and she's like, Mike just feels so disrespected. He's like, look, you know, like we were just talking about that. Like, obviously Reza and Gigi aren't here. And MJ is talking with them, and she's like, yeah, but I mean, there's a restraining order, so Reza couldn't come. And Golnessa has been slicing me up all season, so I'll just wait for her to get over it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, but what about Mike? He's not here either. And MJ's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. She's like, where's our 10-year friendship? And she's like, and so they explain why Mike isn't coming. And she's like, you know what? You know, when I said that comment, like, my guard was down, I thought I was just, like, being funny. It's like, well, no, you were being shady. But then Shervin goes, no, I was there. I was there. I didn't think you meant it like that. I even said it to everyone. Well, I didn't so much say it as I just sort of sat there quietly and just sat there. But either way, I said it.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Howdy, partner! How you doing?
With O2, you can now get 6 months Disney Plus on us with our latest plans. Search O2 Disney Plus.
Auto opted into $5.99 per month after 6 months. Copyright 2020 Disney and related entities. Full terms apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty-Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arin.
Wokes, it's Nancy Oaks.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Ross. View.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchel!
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
It's Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
Yeah, so, you know, MJ's hurt, but what are you going to do? So then the party's going on, and Nima's talking to Mona, and he's like, God, I can't wait for you to have kids. I can't have kids because I'm so fucked up from our parents.
Yeah, the moment that I decide that I want to have kids, that'll be a real game-changing moment for me, okay? But right now, my brand is really staying in its lane, which is no kids brand, adults only.
And Sarah's like, break the cycle, dude. Okay, at least you have a dad. Okay, I lost mine in a freak accident at 14. He got T-boned by the cops. And then she starts crying, and he's like, geez. He's like, yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people chime in, and I don't really listen to them, but few people get me to stop. And you know what? This makes me think, holy shit, Sarah, holy shit.
Holy shit. I think I need to get new veneers. Thank you. Thank you for enlightening me on this. Thank you so much.
I should get my ear pierced. I'm going to get a little gold, tiny little piercing. Does that sound Persian enough?
That sounds totally really Persian. That's like so Persian. So then Tommy, meanwhile, Tommy is wearing a Brian Mularkey hat, which is really hard for me to process. So Tommy's like, give me the microphone. Okay. My wife is the most legendary creature to grace this planet. And every time I look at my son, I fall in love with her 10 times more. And then sometimes when I look at Mr. Met, I fall in love with her 5 times more. And then what happens if you multiply looking at Mr. Met twice with looking at my son once? I love MJ 3 times more.
If this kid grows up to be half the man Shams was, we did our job, ah!
And he keeps, as he talks, he just keeps expressing himself so much. He's like banging the little baby carriage thing that Shams is in.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, let that kid sleep.
I know, seriously. So then we go over to Gigi's condo, and she's calling over her cats, which just, they just look miserable. They have just endured so many boring scenes in this apartment this year. They're just like, oh God, can we just like sleep in the corner again? Do we have to go like walk around the candy bowls? I don't want to do this.
The mom comes over and she brings her a dragon fruit, which I guess has something to do with your eggs. I don't know. And because she likes to make her pregnant with fruits.
Yeah.
And Gigi talks about how her mom's so special to her and she's going to try to have a baby some more. And the mom cries and they hug each other. And yeah. I'm bored. Cannot believe this is a season finale. Make an effort.
Seriously. Yeah, it was really nothing there. It was just like the mom saying that my wish is that you'll always be a good mother, blah, 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 blah. And by the way, I think it was over the weekend or at least a few days ago, Gigi did give birth to a baby. So she did get all worked out. So there.
Yeah, she did. So congrats over there, lady.
Congrats. So now we have Mike and Paulina at a restaurant. And they sit down. Mike is looking, he's looking more and more, you know what he's looking like these days? He's reminding me of when I was a child and on the playground, there were these big inflatable sort of like balls that had little handles on them. And you would sit on the ball and grab the handles and bounce around the playground on them. He's starting to look like that in a blazer now. Have you noticed that?
No, but now I have it in my head.
Do you remember those toys? Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
That's like, I feel like it's like, if you take one of those toys, put in a blazer and maybe a gold necklace, it's Mike.
And he's so checked out at all times. Yeah. You know? He's just like, duh. It's like, babe, duh, babe, duh, babe. So he's telling Paulina that Sarah is having people over to her house for a freedom party. And she just looks at him like completely silent. Mm-hmm. And, she's like, is everyone going? And he's like, what? What'd you say, babe? She's like, is everyone going? He's like, well, you know, I'm concerned with how MJ acts because we didn't go to recipiency. So you never know how she's going to act now. Like,
don't make yourselves the victims here of a, like, you chose, it's like, it's stupid. It's stupid.
Yeah.
So then,
and Paulina goes, at some point you gotta take responsibility for your actions. Shut up, Paulina. You don't even go here.
And then, like, the manager comes over with a napkin and saying, I'm sorry, we're getting reports that there's a mosquito over this table. Do you guys hearing any sort of noise like that?
No. What are you talking about?
So Mike's parents show up and they order some wine. And Mike's like, look. You guys thought I was irresponsible with money? Look what I did. I spent $13,000 to get this gold medallion put on a string.
It's like wearing like a dinner plate. Not even a dinner plate. It's like a charger, you know, like a that goes on a table. You know, it's like this giant gold. It's like, you know what it is? It's like he just released a single and it went gold on some terrible music chart and he put it around his neck.
He's like, iHeartRadio.
I won. Like, why put this in a safe when I could wear it around my neck? Proud.
So they talk about the project and the mom's like, how's the project? And he's like, oh, you know, and he's looking all around like, yeah. He looks like he's, whatever he's saying, it's gonna be a lie because he's looking everywhere but at them. And he's like, it's going really well. I've talked to a contractor. And then he does an impersonation of the contractor and their parents like, oh, you must be doing a great job then.
Yeah, he's like, no, everything's going really well. We tore down the building, and now there's a Banana Republic, and Nordstrom's, and a Barnes & Noble, and a Cheesecake Factory. Like, Mike, you're talking about the Grove, right? No. I built that.
Nailed it. So then the mom's like, okay, we'll be proud of you for this one episode. Okay, are we still buying this dinner? He's like, yes, yes, you are. And she goes, the mom's like, okay, I'm very proud, Mike. It's a big deal. And Paulina goes, very.
By the way, let's also talk about that weird moment when Sue walked in and saw Paulina and goes, oh, you have so much tan. And I felt like it was a microaggression. I didn't know why. I didn't know what she was getting at, but I felt like a distinct note of disapproval. And I felt like Paulina took it as a distinct note of approval. And I really liked that.
Paulina is going to cause trouble in this family. She looks like the type of girl who's going to go against the mom at every single turn.
Oh, 100%. She's going to be very threatened by Sue, and she's going to try to cut Sue out.
Yeah, because she goes, Sue's like, I said it would be very difficult, and look at him. He set his mind to it. And then it just shows Paulina staring at her, like, icily.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're boring me.
Yeah, I think that Sue probably thinks that Paulina has, like, a bunch of kids and is looking for, like, looking to marry someone to, like, pay for the kids. I think that's what Sue thinks.
Yeah. And then Paulina's, you know, only heard Mike, like, my parents are never proud no matter what I do. They're just always on me no matter what. Blah, 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 blah. So she's in the position, obviously, of like, I'm going to stand up for my man.
Yeah. He's like, you know, it's taken 41 years, but, you know, they finally are proud of me because I tore down a building. Haven't built anything, but I've tore down a building, which you could say is a metaphor for my career in general.
Yeah. And let's see here. So next we go to Nima and Mona at lunch with their little stepsister or their little half sister.
Yeah. And their dad,
cute.
Fred.
We've never seen her before. Yeah, the dad.
This poor girl, why did we have to submit her to the Shaza Sunset? She just graduated high school. She has a promising future in UCLA. Why? Keep her away from us.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So, poor thing. So, she just graduated, and Nima gives her a MacBook Air, which is pretty nice. And he's like, glad you like that, because I'm about to ruin your graduation lunch for no reason.
Oh, God. This reminds me of this hilarious time that happened when you were just a toddler, and we were babysitting you, and we were playing Xbox, and you walked right up to that Xbox, and you turned the power off, and we were like, no! And then you started crying because you got so alarmed. It was so funny, but the truth was I was about to beat the game, and I still carry anger from that day, and I'm sick of carrying it, but I'm angry. I can't help it, and this is why I will not have kids, because of you, Sarah. You turned off my Xbox game. I'm sorry, that's how I feel.
Yeah. And Mona's like, do you think Nima should have kids? And the dad's like, every dad would love for their child to have children. And Nima's like, no way, you fucked it up, Dad. You fucked it up, Dad. I can't do this. I'm gonna cry. And then he runs off to cry. And the dad's so sweet to him.
So sweet. The dad takes him away to talk. And he's like hugging and kissing him. And Nima's like, Dad, I'm tired of being angry. I really want to pivot our brand messaging here from anger to acceptance. You know, it's just been like 25 years of small talk with my dad. I mean, that is really Persian. Am I right, everyone? That is really Persian.
And the dad's like, I don't want you to suffer. You're my heart. I would give you my heart if I need it. Just please make some room for me. I love you, baby. And the dad's so sweet.
Yeah.
And Nima's like,
I get the past problems. It's too late, Dad.
Yeah, I get the past problems. But just as an outsider looking in, Nima looks like such a fucking privileged little brat. You know, it's like your parents ran from hell to give you this life. Like, give me a break. And your dad's sitting there crying and you're like, like stomping your feet at him. I mean, come on.
He's like, you know, we haven't had a sincere moment of closeness in years. It's like, well, maybe your dad is like blinded by your veneers right now. Like, maybe he just can't actually physically get close to you.
He's like, neither one of us has made the first move. It's like a game of chicken. So they go back to the table and he's like, sorry you saw that. You know, I forgive you, Dad. Just want you to know that. And I forgive Mom too, because I just can't carry this anymore. It's off brand. I'm Persian now. Super Pers. My new brand is Super Pers. All right. I cannot spend the next 30 years like the last 35. I just can't do it. Now, can I be like my Persian friends and get a black Amex? That would be great, Dad. Thanks.
By the way, Sarah, you are not off the hook. I'm still angry at you about the Xbox game, so we'll work on that in 5 years. Just think about that.
Yeah, poor kid. It's like, thanks a lot, guys. This was super fun.
Yeah, Nima goes, yeah, maybe we should do this again sometimes. Make it like a regular thing that we all have, you know, dinner. And Mona's like, yeah, sounds great. Thanks. Eating carbs and watching my brother cry. I love it.
Yeah, super fun. So then Sara's getting her makeup done and MJ's getting her toner, spraying her face with toner.
Yeah.
And Tommy's like, is Martha going to be there? Huh? She's like, yeah, this is like going back to the scene of the fucking crime. I can't yeah. with this.
So yeah, everyone's primping. Rez and Adam are primping. There's only 30 minutes. I'm jumping in the shower right now to have Reza by Reza shampoo. So, so now people start showing up at Sara's house. Vita's there. Sam is there. It's just like a who's who of this season.
This was confusing. Was this for 4th of July or something?
I think it was.
Oh, because people showed up wearing fur coats. I'm very confused.
Well, because it looked like a fog had come in. You know, because you know in L.A., it's like, it's beautiful during the day, and then it's like sort of cool at night. You know how people are, especially up in the hills.
Oh, I guess.
You know weather.
I mean, I'm a big person, so July 4th, I'm like, no, never. I won't even leave my house, okay? I sit in front of a little window unit and just sit there. I can't imagine showing up somewhere in a fur.
Yeah. So Sam sees Destiny, and they haven't seen each other since that terrible date, and he's like trying to hit on her again. He's like, man, you're looking chic as fuck. You just came down like Superwoman, man. Yeah.
Ugh, she's so great. He's so gross. And she's like, you know, I haven't seen him since that devastating disaster of a date, but I can still be nice and sweet. Plus, I look cute, so I'm gonna rub that in his face.
And then Mike comes in with this like crazy blazer. He just looks, Mike just, he's gone downhill. Something happened between this episode and the last episode. I was like, what happened after Hawaii to Mike?
Mike is always downhill. He always looks like he's going to be in a high school version of Guys and Dolls, you know? Always.
Oh, God.
So then he's showing off his medallion, and Gigi's like, that's who Destiny was with? Gross. Yeah. Gross.
Yeah. Gigi's like, I thought it, like, with all this fighting, I thought it'd be like a James Bond looking guy. Like, what the fuck? And she's like, and I'm Gigi. You've seen the guys I've dated.
So MJ shows up and she's coming down the stairs with Brandon and Craig. And she's like, do over, everybody. And everyone just gives her a dirty look from down in the pool area.
Yeah.
So Reza and Adam are there. And he's like, girl, talk about going back to the worst experience of your life, right?
I want to get faded. Yeah. So, and then MJ tells Vita not to attack Reza. And Vita's like, I'm not attacking anybody. I'm not attacking anybody. As she, like, takes a knife and hides it behind her back.
God, and Reza's like, keep her away from me. You better keep her away. Like, yeah, you would fucking attack an old lady. Go for it.
He would, 100%.
Go for it. So he's like, I'm going to get faded. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get so faded. Reza is so try hard.
Yeah, he really is. I don't know if you saw Tommy on Watch What Happens Live like a week ago or something like that, but he was basically like, he's like, Reza, if you know what, if he were doing a threesome with me and you, Andy, and Adam, if it meant staying on the show another season, okay? It's just a great moment of calling out Reza's thirstiness.
So MJ's like, can we talk? And you hear Vita going, he hasn't said hello to you? We haven't said. She's like, Mom, please stop. She's like, yeah. I'm not doing anything. So then MJ and Reza go talk on the side. And Reza's like, you look so pretty. Very, very pretty. Lip bite, lip bite, lip bite, lip bite. He's like, I'm afraid of your mom, basically. And she's like, well, that's what I want to talk to you about. So, you know, he's like, well, I heard venom coming from your mother about me. And then we see a little clip of Vita talking shit about Reza 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, she's like, what Reza did was here, and what MJ did was here. She's like saying, like, Reza was up here and MJ was down here. She goes, but don't let him think we're talking about him the minute he walks in, as he's like right behind her. I'm like, that's kind of what you're doing, though.
And she's like, just go say hi and acknowledge her. He's like, okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's do it right now. He's like, hello, Vena June. You are looking lovely today. My butt is hungry. Yes, it is eating my pants. Yes, it is. Yes, I am sweating all over you. Yes, yes, I am. Yes, I am wearing a child's jacket. Yes, yes, I am.
Yeah, so she just smiles and nods. She was surprisingly restrained. And by the way, you know, Reza is like all upset because he walked in and Vita was talking shit about. How many times have people walked into parties where Reza has been actively talking shit about people, if not already on a microphone talking shit about them? I mean, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, so then Mike is talking to Nima, and he's like, all I was saying is don't talk to my girlfriend like that, okay? And I've yet to get an apology. Yes, you did. It was around a fucking bonfire, dude.
Yeah.
And your girlfriend got a personal fucking apology by the beach. Enough.
Yeah, seriously. And Nima's like, all I'm going to say is that as a brand consultant, I'm going to tell you that your brand is actually genuinely wrong for not going to the Sip and See. Because there was a chance to sip and see. That's a 2-for-1 right there. Okay, that's a real game changer.
So then Reza comes over and Nima's like, yeah, we're just talking about how like nobody went to the Sip and See. And he's like, well, I have a restraining order, you know, and I'm not going to file charges of him because he could catch a felony. But as far as the restraining order, Adam feels safer having it. So that's that.
Yeah. And Nima's like, well, does she know that you're not going to flip the restraining order? Because that'd be pretty Persian of her to not know. You know what I'm saying?
And Reza's like, I. And then we cut to commercial, and then we come back, and he's still going, I. Sip.
Yeah, he's like, I have to respect my husband's wishes, you know? And you know what? The truth is, he does, because it is your husband. At the end of the day, you have to respect your husband's wishes. I do think, though, that if Adam were a mensch, he would say, okay, what Tommy did was fucked up, and, like, Reza's respecting my wishes, and you know what? I'm not going to put my husband in a situation where he has to choose between his best friend and me. So I will drop the charges because I'll be the better person, you know? But Adam's not doing that.
Yeah.
And Adam was the one who caused this. All started because of Adam, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's a difficult situation because Tommy did wrong. So it's have that right. You know, they totally have that right. It just sucks because I hate Adam and Reza at this point.
Yeah. They have the right to do the restraining order. But I also think... I also feel like a restraining order generally is like, I feel like a restraining order is really meant for people who are like persistent, ongoing threats who will not stop. And I think the restraining order, like, I don't think it was out of line to call for it after that whole thing happened. But now that things have calmed down and everything, it's like, now you can start the healing. And then if there's another flare up, I don't think that there's going to be a situation where Tom is going to show up with a gun and all that stuff. But I mean, like you said,
well, you never know. I mean, Tommy should have just called and said sorry, you know, like he has to make some kind of fucking effort.
He should have done that.
Like
too.
He's not doing anything. He's just expecting everything to go away. And that's not really how it works. You can't scream your way out of something like that. You know,
true.
He should have made the effort and just called. But yeah, Adam and Reza suck still. And then Reza's being like a triple wuss because he was just talking to MJ and didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Like he's now afraid of her because she got him so good at the last party that he's like, well, let's just let this entire season finale go without me ever saying anything.
So then Nima and MJ are like inside snacking. They go to the kitchen and Nima just casually tells MJ that Reza is not dropping the restraining order, which is kind of like a bomb drop for her.
Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, you know, he assured me multiple times this whole reconciliation is built on lies, a foundation of lies. So then Destiny comes up and is talking to her, just like shimmying and shaking and looking around. She's so obnoxious. And Reza comes and MJ just like immediately starts in. She's like, do not do this to me. Yeah. Okay.
And he's like, well, here's what transpired in our household. Okay. So we're a little concerned that, you know, Tommy might be watching a Mets game and they may strike out and he'll get so angry he'll grab a gun and come to our house and murder us both. It's very scary.
Which, by the way, he could still do. It's not like a restraining order is a fence outside, you know, like an electrified fence outside your house. He could still come kill you. My God. And if you're so worried about him being that angry, I mean...
Well, that's why I say it's more for persistent threats, right? Because if, like... if someone's like following you or stalking you, this way you then have a grounds to like really put them into jail. But if someone's going to come and just like destroy your planters or do, or God forbid something worse, a restraining order is not, it's not like a force field.
Yeah, it just sucks because I hate being on Reza and Adam's side. But yeah, you know, fucking Tommy. So MJ's like, well, you know, you're afraid of the future him reaching out is what you're saying. And he's like, yes. And she's like, listen, if there's going to be a future, don't do this, you know? Like, give me some credit for being your friend for 30 years, you know? And she goes, that's why I apologize. However, I will burn this fucking house down to the ground if you don't lift everything right now. And he's like, sorry.
Yep. He goes, I'm so sorry. So so she's like, I can't do this. And then Reza, of course, does. I have to pick between two people I love, and I'm still married. So, being the good husband that I am, and that is on record that I'm the good husband here, I pick my husband, Adam.
Good. So she's like, she's on the balcony, which is never a safe place for this cast.
No.
And she's like, yeah, people are full of shit. And then Mike just gives her an angry dad look, like, do not make me come up there and demolish a property for a lot of money that I didn't earn on my own. Don't make me do it, MJ.
Yeah, and he goes, this group is not a bunch of fair weather friends, okay? But it's gone too far. How did we get to this place? I'm like, you're the one who didn't even go to the sip and see because you didn't like a comment that you heard about, okay? So yeah. Come on, talk about it. This group is not a group of fair weather friends. You were calling Asa's baby, MJ was, of all people, Asa's baby, a bastard 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
You shoved her out of the group.
Yeah, this cast, my God. It's like, you guys, you're supposed to all be together fighting. That's what this show is, okay? Yeah. No one wants to see Gigi sitting at home eating pineapple with her mother, okay? No. And Gigi's like, well, some people will find a happier ending, but certain relationships are completely done. Well, congratulations. Like, you're not entertaining enough on your own. So you guys are fucking yourselves over from having another season.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. Like, you're not going to shoot together. You're gonna go to the point where you're not going to even do a season finale. You know, you're all going to be too lazy or too, like, you know, torn against or ganged up against one person that you're not even going to give a decent season finale. Why would they renew you? You're already on a 13-episode season.
Well, because Reza probably thought it was going to spur interest in the reunion, which, of course, I'm not sure if we're having a reunion with them. Maybe we'll be getting one of the Zoom reunions. I'm scared about these Bravo Zoom reunions because I saw a clip of the Beverly Hills one and it looked bonkers. I was like, I don't know if I can take
Beverly
this.
Hills, you mean Atlanta?
I'm sorry, Atlanta. Yeah,
I think it looks so good. Oh, I cannot wait for that reunion. I think it looks amazing.
Oh, it looked kind of crazy to me, but we'll see. We'll see. Anyway,
he just like basically slamming her laptop shut. Like, fuck you.
They're like all in ball gowns sitting on couches and like screaming at the camera. And it looked crazy. But anyway, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. For now, that was it for Shaw's The Sunset. So thanks everyone for listening. Tomorrow we'll be back with Vanderpump Rules. And then, of course, later this week, we have Summer House and Real Housewives of New York. So,
and guys, Beverly Hills.
And Beverly Hills, of Beverly course. Hills. Hello. So far, enjoying the season. How about that?
Also, this week, we did Tiger King for last month of bonus episodes. But this week, we are back to fresh bonus episodes being put up. We're going to watch Camp Getaway for a bonus this week.
I'm so scared to see what that's going to be like.
Yeah. Well, I kind of am, too. But here we are, everybody. We sure love you. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.